Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
I have worked from home for the better part of, well, 3 decades, I guess, now. And as a result of that, and the line of work that I do, yeah, my home network is perhaps a bit more complicated than, well, the average. Most people will buy a single router, put all their stuff behind it, and call it good. Yeah, I can't do that because, yeah, I know about cybersecurity, and especially with all these devices that are random phone home devices that you use to, you know, I don't know, doorbells or cameras or light bulbs or who knows what else, right? Yeah, you want all that stuff on a separate network. So, and even using the, you know, and I've actually relented and I'm using the Comcast modem / router, well, it has some pretty significant limitations as far as, the local network or their, well, yeah, you can only really have one local network. You can't really have a separate, well, guest network that's not the Comcast, whatever. So, of course, I had to set up a network for the, the guest network, and that had to be separate, and I had to protect it so that things can get out, but they can't get back in, and that can't access anything on that local network because, well, you know, people want to be able to use their game consoles and stuff, and that would be the other reason for using the Comcast modem. It just kind of handles all that automatically. The stuff that I actually care about, the stuff that that I want to make sure doesn't get poked and prodded by random things, well, those are behind other gateways. And of course, those other gateways do, you know, they do things for, to protect that kind of stuff, or at least keep it off the same segment, which is, a lot of actually cybersecurity is really just keeping things separate that shouldn't really be talking to each other. And as a result of this, and I actually, the number of networks I have at home are, separate LAN segments that are connected in different ways. Yeah, that's complicated and I'm not going to get into it here, but, I had to buy a couple of, switches that did VLANs because I realized that to have everything in all the different places in my office, I kind of needed to be able to use VLANs, trunk things over to, basically trunking multiple, LAN segments onto the same into the same physical wire, so I'm not running lots of wires everywhere. And the number of physical switches I was using to achieve this, using consumer grade stuff, was I still have a lot, but I got rid of a couple of them and some of the wires that were traversing my office to to clean things up a little bit. So now I've got a much nicer physical setup. Of course, it took some time to set up, and then I got into my setting up my different. I've got a security gateway that I use for testing stuff for work and do other things. And I don't like to mess with this stuff too often because I can easily go down a rabbit hole, kind of like I did tonight. And now I also managed to I think I got my VMware stuff all sorted out too, because I decided I'd create a few more VLANs just for testing or whatever. And I can tweak this stuff infinitely, and lo and behold, it becomes a time sink. And this is why I don't mess with it. And I also can't keep it, make it, well, really, really secure in some cases, because if I ever start traveling again, it's got to be something that can just be plug it in, reboot, things should just work. And that's kind of the way I've got things set up right now, so that the stuff that the family uses is all just going to work, and I don't have to do much to it. But there are some exceptions, and there's probably some things I need to clean up even on that regard. But the reality is, we have to, I have to keep things easy enough that somebody can just, okay, go find this box, go reboot it. I can't, I can't have infinite numbers of things that they rely on VMware servers. I've already done that. It just doesn't work very well. But So anyway, more playing with my network, and I don't know. It's probably not much more to say about it than that.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.